Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Bluff. I'm Ronnie. Thanks so much for being here. Good to be here, everybody. Please welcome the gorgeous, the talented, the thin, the rich, the hard, muscular, Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Oh, I wish. Oh, God, I want to be hard muscular. Yeah, I'm working at it.
You are.
I'm working at it. I'm going back to the gym, trying to get nice body like Mr. Billy Richard.
Oh, yeah, little Billy. I just want someone to look at me like Billy looks at monster trucks. Everybody, welcome to the show. So glad to be here. Today is a recap of episode 3 of Crappy Lake.
Okay. Yeah.
With Sonia and Luann. As usual, you can watch this on video if you want. We're doing it. We're on video right now. Go to Crappens On Demand at Patreon. Just go to Patreon. Look for us. Okay. Google us there. Google Patreon.
Right there.
Crappens. We're there. Videos, same day as the audio goes up, same second. Otherwise, you can watch these all free on YouTube. We're also both on social media, TikTok, Instagram, etc., as well as Watch What Crappens. Follow us everywhere. I just came out with a new thing I'm doing called, what is it called? Oh, it's called Gay of Judgment, and it's where I go to stores and judge things. And today's is a consignment store, and I did Home Goods last week or the week before or something. And then I'm doing these judgment of magazine racks as well. I'm going through magazines, and I'm going to do a special Shark Week one next week that's super fun. So go join my TikTok.
Gay of Judgment. I love that. Nice wordplay.
Isn't that cute? I thought you would like that.
Yeah. I also would have accepted T2... what was it? T2 Judgment Gay? No, T2
A Day of Judgment?
What was T2's?
That's funny.
It would have been funnier if I actually remember T2's thing beforehand.
The Gay of Judgment. And then I have one called Nice Rack, and that's the magazines. And then, good old Cooking with Nancy. Okay, so anyway, join us on those. We're having fun. I'm having fun. Why do anything serious in life? Okay, just play around on the TikTok.
I've done
years and
four
years
TikToks.
After it comes out.
Yeah, I've done four TikToks. Great. I mean, three of them have like about 500 views, really killing it. One of them is slowly, it's approaching 4,000 views. So that's my version of viral on TikTok because I have no TikTok presence. But
I don't go viral on there either. I think you have to work at it for a long time. And then today I posted one on Instagram as well as TikTok. And it's, of course, there's more people over there that know me. So that's going a lot better. But I'm still going to keep trying TikTok only because it bothers my niece, who's a teenager. And it's like, really? Do I need my parents and my uncle and everybody on TikTok now? Hell.
Yeah, I need to find my TikTok groove. I have to start trying to find it because I've only done four of them. But I don't know. Am I going to be putting up like food things? Am I just going to put up random things? And the funny thing is that since Ronnie and I are such like, we're connected at this point by the brain, that like there have been a few times where I thought like, it'd be fun if I like, I had a moment last week where I was like, I was walking through Target and I was like, I should do like a Target thing where I go through and I like do this or that, whatever. And then you posted a thing where you were in like Marshalls or whatever. And I was like, well, I don't want to do what Ronnie just did. But I was like, that's so funny that like our brains just go to the same place.
I did a cooking thing less than 24 hours after you did, not knowing that you did a cooking thing. So you know what? That's just how it goes. What are you going to do? We're brain twins.
I was literally just going to go through Target and be like, it's giving... I don't know. I'm not even going to say what the pitch was. The point is I abandoned it and I have to figure out what my TikToks are going to be. And I don't know what they're going to be, but work in progress.
I'm just take it seriously. Just go have fun. It's just fun, guys. It's not serious.
Yeah.
You're not giving us any money. What the fuck?
I still really, Yeah, I will have fun. You know, I think I'm going to do another. Maybe I'll do another thing with a shoe filter when I acted like a shoe. I don't even remember. Why did I act like a shoe on the Watch What Crappens TikTok?
You were a shoe that somebody threw, an assistant threw a shoe at somebody's head, and you were the shoe.
I was the shoe.
Someone doing talked about an assistant wearing a shoe at a head, and you played the shoe. And
I was the shoe. My name was Elizabeth. So, anyway, we're here to talk about Crappy Lake today, as you mentioned, episode 3. Loving this show now. Full convert. I'm cracking up. I'm deeply amused by it. I'm so into it.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, too. It's a real fun one to recap. I am so sad we're not recapping Project Runway, not to bring it down, but that is really good, and I encourage anybody who needs a good show to watch Project Runway. We're still not recapping it, but it is so good. Go watch it. Okay, so now Crappy Lake, here we are. Time to put your money where your mouth is and get these jobs done. Okay, so this is episode 103, and it's just a bunch of random stuff that is being thrown at them by the mayor, as Sonia calls him, Mayor Bill.
Yeah.
Mayor Bill?
Mayor Fred, actually. Sure there's a Mayor Bill at the next town over who also has a few things for them to take care of.
County Commissioner Fred or something.
Yeah. So they're at the motel, the Schitt's Creek Motel, and Luann knocks on Sonia's door like, good morning. Oh, well, look at you. You look like $1 million. How was your night with Billy?
She's like, oh, I got to tell you, this guy. And she gets to, do you have sex? And she says, did I ever? He even left the money on the ground. Look at that. And there's four quarters on the ground.
Luann goes, oh, my God. Well, for four quarters, I'm sure he was happy to give you a tip.
And they're cackling. And that Luann. And so Sonia's like, I can't even talk. Usually I'm tapping for more, but this guy was just again and again, again and again.
She goes, I got all my pots cleaned. I don't know what that means.
Pipes.
Oh, pipes. Okay. But I can also imagine her saying she needs her pots cleaned too.
Listen, if she got her pots cleaned, I would be like, that is hot. Because I was like, this isn't hot. This is just like, I don't know. It's not. I'm so glad she got laid and everything. I'm proud of her. I'm happy for her. But it wasn't hot. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was weird. Odd choice. It was odd all around. But if he cleaned her pots, I'd be like, yes, I got a boner. You found a pot cleaner? That's my kind of porn right there.
Well, I could see you were all into him, so I was like, I'm going to let you have this one. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, thanks, Lou. Like, that's why he was stuck to me all night, like white on rice. Like, I didn't see him ask Luann, like, hey, do you want to ride home? No, he just took my arm. And he was like, I'll give you a ride back. And then we see a flashback of him just standing there, her, like, grabbing him and be like, okay, you're coming home with me. Come on, Richard.
And that is Luann's thing. She has no girl code. She still doesn't. All these years later, she has not learned her lesson about girl code.
Despite having a song about it.
Yeah.
So Luann finds his card. His card is still there. She's, Richard. Is it Richard or Richard? Richard's. Who the hell is Richard? Oh, Richard. Richard Services LLC. The key word here is service. Ha! With a smile. And you're looking like you're smiling from ear to ear. I love that you got laid. I mean, I'm not jealous at all. I'm not jealous at all that young fireman chose to fabricate an emergency to get away from me. Not jealous at all. You have Billy, the crawfish digger-upper from Louisiana. Great. I'm so happy for you.
And so Sonia jumps on her on the bed and starts humping her. And we just hear, ha! So then we see tractors, traffic, the motel traffic circle, which apparently some people call a roundabout. Okay, I learned last time I said the words traffic circle. Sorry, everybody. Sorry,
I think both are accepted.
It a traffic circle.
That was a very roundabout way of apologizing.
Yeah.
No. So
getting my roundabout apology. Y'all can suck my roundabout dick. How about that?
Some people would even call it a rotary. How about that? Rotary, traffic circle, roundabout. Luann and Sonia are like standing on, there's like sort of like a grassy patch, like it's like a lawn, and they're planning something. And I'm just like laughing because we just come into the middle. Like they've already been doing this. They're hatching some plan, and you just can tell it's ridiculous because Luann has her arms out, like a lot, like she's making like a V shape with her arms, like over here, we could do something over here. I'm like, I don't know what Luann is planning. She's never planned anything in her life, but she's decided to start now with this grassy patch.
She's like, a couple of outdoors, rugs to make it homey, a couple of couches on each side, a bar here. So everything focuses around the bar. Maybe even planters like Saint-Tropez.
We can make it like Saint-Tropez here by the roundabout of Benton, Illinois. And Sunny's just writing with like a little, she has like a little notebook. She's writing things down.
Like, what does it say on it? It's in French. Did you catch what it is?
I saw that it said something, but I didn't write it down. I forgot.
I was counting on you. I don't know French.
I'm sorry. Well, I can go back and look.
So she's telling us, well, where we come from, Sonia and I, you both come from lower class fucking upstate someplace. Okay. What are you pretending that you were born in a Chanel store in Paris?
Being born in the south of France next to Saint-Tropez, we understand how to turn any sort of lawn into Nikki Beach. Ha! So, yeah, she's like, well, where Sonia and I come from, a civilized place with wealthy people who have all their teeth. At a happy hour, people generally go home and take a shower and get dressed, maybe write a cabaret song, and then go out. But here they get together after work and they hang out and drink beer and grill whatever meats they have in the back of their truck. Whatever meat they have in the back of their truck. What?
And she laughs. And she's like, well, it's certainly not the happy hour we're used to. But, you know, one of the things of the, on the mayor's list is to get more tourism so we can elevate this. We'll call it crappy hour. Listen, this show needs to back the fuck off of our brand.
I know.
Like, stop at it. First it was cute. I was like, that's so cute because there is a town called, you know, with Crappie Lake and everything. I get it. But you're encroaching at this point, you know? And if you have a crap by crap West, I'm suing you. And if you give crappy awards or throw some kind of award show called the Golden Crappies, I will sue you, okay? That is intellectual property.
But that being said, if anyone were to steal our brand, I would be so honored if it were Sonia and Luann.
Honestly. No, they need to pay for something. Those two are fucking freeloaders, and everybody knows it. Okay, this town knows it.
I'd rather it be them than Teresa Giudice or like, I don't know, Kenya. I'd be like, you stole from us. But at least we got stolen by some icons. Although there are icons there.
Yeah, we can't do that because we never searched Crappie before, you know? So we lost. The first time I did search it, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because I actually searched, I was doing something for the Crappie Awards, and I was like, I'm just going to search Golden Crappie and see if there is a golden poop emoji or something. And guess what popped up? Fucking fish from this crappy lake called the Golden Crappie.
Well, I think it'd be outrageous if someone stole the branded content of Watch What Crappens. I mean, Watch What Crappens. Totally original. Could you imagine if someone stole the Watch What Crappens original branded content?
Name. Original name. Sounds like nothing else. Nobody would ever get it confused with anything else.
A wholly original concept.
Yeah.
So so they're still planning this Saint-Tropez experience on the traffic median. And so he's like, oh, and here, We could do a fire pit right here. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on 1 second. So she gets this phone call. She puts on speaker, and she's like, this guy's like, hi, is this Sonia? This is Craig Miles. I'm the public works director for the city of Benton. And Luann just comes over and goes, hi!
Well, Sonia's doing this weird thing, like she's trying to piss him off on purpose. Because Craig is the one that hates them. Like, he's the one that's really negative about them. He's like, oh, two girls from New York City? What the hell? They're going to be stupid. And so she knows, so she's trying to trigger him. So he's like, this is Craig Miles. She goes, say it again. Lou didn't listen. He's like, well, I'm Craig Miles from Public City. Oh, let him talk for a minute, Lou. Could you say that again, person on the phone? He's like, the mayor asked me to call you.
Hi, Craig. I'm Luann. Hi, Luann here. I can't sign autographs through the phone, but if you come to Patch of Grass at 123 Main Street, we'll be right here for you.
Let him talk, Lou. Are you talking about the mayor? He's not the mayor. He's the mayor.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Were you trying to pitch a cabaret song? Are you trying to be in Cabaret and Friends? I'm sorry. What's your name again? Craig.
Hi, Craig.
So he's like, well, we're doing a park and a playground here in town. Oh, we heard that. We're so ready for that. We are ready.
Yeah, and I, by the way, I loved your work on Empty Nest.
It's not park overall, okay? You got to listen to the man. He's saying he wants us to build a park.
So he's like, you know, I'm just basically down here at the side if you want to come down. Craig, don't pretend like making plans in advance isn't a thing in Benton. What do you call when you're already there? Maybe call them the day before. Let's get it in the iCal, Craig. Yeah. Okay?
He's like, now, I don't know much about you ladies, but from what I've seen on TV, I just kind of imagine you're probably standing around a patch of grass pretending it's Saint-Tropez. So if you're doing that, just why don't you come down to this park instead? No, we're absolutely not doing that. We're okay, we'll be there.
Sonia's like, okay, well, we're actually going to finish measuring up our own little park here. Okay, Lou, this fence is 37 dildos long. Did you write that down?
And then Luann looks at a tree and is like, you know what? Maybe some string lights. String lights would be good here. Fabulous in the tree. It's a great tree for string lights. Oh, Saint-Tropez all night long.
I know it's also a good tree for sing lights. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So Sonia is like, well, the mayor gave us all these ideas, but I didn't know it was an actual list of things that we had to do. Like, these are commandments. I mean, geez, we've already got one talking bush around here. Am I right? Be quiet, girl. You've been fed.
More like burning, Sonorita. So they get into
technically, okay? That was in your chapter too, so you should know.
So they get into the truck, and Luann's like, "Do you have your phone?" And she's like, "Well, of course. Why would I not have my phone?" She goes, "Oh, because I don't have mine. I don't need it. I mean, why do I need my phone at the park? It's ridiculous. I'll just be sitting there answering phone call after phone call of fan just trying to get in touch with me, just trying to hear my voice."
Says every person who's gone missing ever. They're like, wait a minute, why would they leave their phone at home when they were about to go on a hike?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge.
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo! Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Marshall.
So then they're driving around, and Sonia wants to stop at the Dairy Queen. And Lou's like,
more like Salon Bliss, I was thinking. Am I right? Hey, wait. Craig had a sexy voice, didn't he? Maybe we're going to be building more than a playground.
What does that even mean? I get that you're trying to give us, like, totally horny at all times, but...
She's like, she's doing her like worst Samantha impersonation. Like it literally like doesn't make any sense. We're gonna build more than a playground. We're gonna build a playground at a parking lot. Ooh. Yeah, she's just so horny that literally any man's voice is like getting her going at this point.
So they turn down this dirt road and Sonia's like, oh, is this the park here? And she's like, oh, it's nice and hidden. So this neighborhood needs a park and a paint job. And
maybe some garbage pickups.
It needs a lot. This neighborhood needs a lot. But I'm glad they're starting with a slide.
Yeah. So there's trash everywhere. And they meet Craig Miles. And this is where we see a flashback of Craig saying, spoiled rich girls from New York City. It's going to be a long 5 weeks. So they're at this horrific lot. And Craig's like, well, there's a lot of kids around here. And Luann goes, oh, that's awesome. Which is the... She's like, I'm down. I love children. I have a very maternal instinct, like the time I would have Taco Tuesday and my son Noel would show up from his breakdancing lessons and eat a taco and then I wouldn't see him for 3 more weeks. I love kids.
Oh, we love children until they sue you for your home. All right. Until they try to blockade you from buying a round house. God, I'm horny.
So Sonia's like, we can have monkey bars and one of those round spinny things. What are those? And ducks and chickens to go like that. Yeah. She starts like humping the air.
Humping the air. Yes, we've done playgrounds for our own kids. You know, by playgrounds, I mean I threw $50 at the maid and told her to take Noel out to Central Park. But that's a playground, basically.
This used to be my playground.
Put that in the show. Both shows, both the Follies and Cabaret and Friends.
Follies and Beret, what we're calling it.
So she's like, wow, well, I hear that we need to get this park going, eh? So Craig's like, well, the mayor is kind of counting on you guys to pick something out for us. She goes, yeah, well, I hear it's been a long time coming. Guess who hasn't been a long time coming? Me.
Well, don't you worry, little man. We have some friends and we have some connections and we can help you out with a playground. Now, let me ask you this. Are you open to some monkey bars that are made out of skinny girl margarita bottles? Because I think we can arrange for that.
Listen, we've got friends and money, and we can help with the cost. I was given a yacht once, you know, to have an engagement party on. Would you be averse to marrying a bald man named Tom for a few months?
Would you be okay with having some Zarin fabric stretched in the shape of a slide? We've got connections.
So Sonny's like, we're good at getting money. That's how we roll. And she goes, Craig made it clear, this is about money. Okay, so you're not asking them to build you a park. You're just asking them to pay for a bunch of shit and put a park in a place. You didn't even mow the lawn in the place. Prepare the park, Craig. And Craig acts like he's all professional and bitchy about everything. You're not professional just because you're wearing 30 logos of the community whatever center that you work. What does he work for? The pipe center or whatever. It's like he's got a hat that says pipes. He's got another thing down here that says pipes. There's a lot of branding going on in Benton.
He is. He's like bringing logo mania to Illinois. So,
well, Sonia's... Benton's doing it. You know who I think's doing their logos over there? The girl that we meet later who owns the Bliss Cafe or whatever it's called. The lady in the 50s dress, the polka dot dress.
Yeah.
I think she learned something on Photoshop, or she got Canva or something, because there's branding everywhere. Did you notice that Benton has its own branding? It's like this B with a circle around it, like an oval around it.
Wow.
It's everywhere.
Can't yeah, they, yeah, exactly. The United Color of Benton. So, talking about stealing branding. Hello. So Sonia's like, you know, Craig has let us know up front that this is about money, okay? So we just have to call in all our chips. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hello. Hi, Dorinda. I think I left my Pringles at your place. Yeah, I'm just calling it back into Benton. Thanks.
Usually I say, who do I fuck in this town to get what I need? But now everyone's married here, so we have to reach out a little further.
Listen, I always say your legs can always spread 1 inch farther. So Craig is like, all right, well, why don't you clear some vines out? I'm going to show you how to use a backhoe. And then while he's saying this, Sonia's like, oh, wait, we're doing a show. I want you to know. So maybe we're doing sort of like a variety show. Luann goes, Follies. Luann loves the Follies brand. She keeps on insisting that's never say variety show. It's the Follies, the Benton Follies.
So she lifts her skirt and starts shaking it around. He's like, oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
Well, it doesn't have to be Luann on Off-Broadway or me on Off-Broadway. Am I right?
I'm not sure why you're saying on and off at the same time. It's a switch. What is this you talking about?
And meanwhile, we're on it. We're on off. You know what I mean?
We're on off. Like, no, yeah. Yeah.
Don't.
And Luann is so disinterested in finding out what Craig's talent is that she just picks up some sort of, it's like a pole with like a little motor on it, whatever they're using. And she starts doing like devil sticks with it or whatever with her hands. She just like walks away and is like spinning it in her hand. She's like, oh, look at this. I think we found our act 2, 11 o'clock number right here.
So Craig's like, oh, I don't got no talents. Maybe is rodeo clown a talent? And Sonia's like, excuse me, like you actually put a hat on? And he goes, yeah, like a hat and makeup. I'm a rodeo clown on the weekends. Or a bullfighter is what we call him, really. And then we see him in a pen, okay, surrounded by men in cowboy hats in the dirt with a bull attacking him. Like, you know, he's the real deal. I grew up with this shit. This guy's for real. And it says, ding, arrow pointing Craig on the weekends, you know?
Yeah.
And then he shows off a fresh hole in his stomach where he was gouged by the bull.
Wow. You know, that's not only a talent, it's also on my bucket list to fuck a rodeo clown. You're in.
Although so I do also have a hole in my stomach. Not to compete with you or anything, but Billy stole one of the forks from the bar. We were making out, so.
I figured it was just his kink. So she goes, so, okay, let me think about this. If you do the bullfight, then we can do that on stage, right? And Luann now is, like, finished with her devil stick. She's been devil sticking away. She dropped it. And then she was, like, horrified that she dropped it. Like, well, I can't believe I just dropped it. That doesn't normally happen. So now she's, like, all of a sudden tunes back in. She goes, wait a second. On stage? A bullfight? On stage? She goes, no, we're talking about this. We're talking about the stage. And he said he can't do a stage. She goes, wait, you want to put a live bull into the Follies? Into the Follies. Well, where does that go? After the tribute to Saw or before the boy on the unicycle?
Paige, shut your mouth and listen, Luann. So it's like a rodeo clown. Sounds like a talent to me. And we're looking for talent.
So then Sonia starts like rolling around on the grass and doing cartwheels. And Craig's just like, what? He's being won over, though. And I also noticed that Craig might have penciled in eyebrows. There's something a little like weekend rodeo clown boys town to me going on here. And I'm starting to like it. I think that's why Craig is like resisting, you know, he's being pulled towards the light, the millions of light of the disco ball.
And he says, well, he's definitely, like, Craig is definitely the guy in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, who like falls for like Terrence Stamp.
Right. So he's just being pulled slowly towards the light.
Yeah. So Craig is like, oh, I think they're going to be clueless about what it takes to build a playground, especially where they're from. Don't act like everyone knows how to build a playground. Like, it's this innate thing. And then if you're like from the city, it's just like you're out of touch with what should be part of the American experience of knowing how to build a playground. I guarantee that, like, I would say 80% of people in the world do not know how to build a playground. I think that's fair statement.
I've lived in big cities, and I go to playgrounds plenty to buy drugs, okay? This is a nice backdrop for all of us. It's not just your part of the country, Craig. And he's like, speaking of Clueless, I'm never going to watch that movie, no matter how much it comes up on my recommended queue on Netflix.
Despite the fact that I may have bought Alicia Silverstone's autobiography. Still, I will never watch that.
It was just on Project Runway. Isn't that crazy?
You guys, by the way, you know,
it's a full Project Runway circle.
By the way, you know who must be like still on like cloud nine? Jenny Garth. Jenny Garth getting a call to be on Project Runway out of nowhere. Jenny Garth was probably in Sherman Oaks, waiting in line at Sweet Butter. And then all of a sudden is like, what? They want me to be on Project Runway? I mean, that. And she was great, and she looked great.
Yeah, she's beautiful, and she was so sweet and nice. Also, to be like on a show where they're just gonna, it's like your Jenny Garth has been a while, you know, and everyone's like, oh my God, everyone, icon Jenny Garth.
Yeah.
Can we just welcome the iconic Jenny Garth?
Yeah, like that's major. Like I was actually genuinely happy for her. You know,
I didn't care. I was like, wow, that's a busy day in Jenny's life. So and then we go later in the car. Sonia's like, I'm taking off my makeup. I want to look natural because this guy's a little younger. So I want to look younger for this guy.
Wait, but before
she takes her eyelash on with her finger,
before she takes off her makeup, Luann's like, oh, my God, you have shit on your sneaker. What's that?
Oh, that's God,
is that
yes.
Is that what smells in here? You got poop on your shoe? And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I got poop on my shoe. Because apparently when she rolled around on the grass, she rolled around in poop.
And she not only got it on her shoe, she got it all over herself. So now it's on the seats. It's on
It's on her butt. It's everywhere. She rolled around in poop.
It's like you just hugged Ramona. So later, she's taking off her makeup in the car, and Luann's like, oh, well, you've got a little toy while you're here, huh? So is he going to bring a friend for me? And she goes, oh, yeah, he said he's got a friend. And she tells us, Billy,
invited us to go mudding. And at this point, whatever Billy wants me to do, I'm going to do, because I'm hooked on Billy like Dorinda to a chubby dry cleaner with cut straws and free Tide sticks.
So they're driving on the way to go mudding, and they drive by this lemonade stand, a very posh lemonade stand, I want to say. You know, like, to me, a lemonade stand is like a little table, like a fold-out table you get at Target, and like some cups, and like one of those like orange coolers at best, okay?
Not Kristen. Kristen is not she's not some casual-ass lemonade stand thrower.
Listen, Kristen went to UCLA, and she met the love of her life, a la the Pioneer Woman, and now she's in Benton, and she's like, they can take the girl out of the city, but they can't take the city out of the girl. We are doing a professional lemonade stand.
Kristen is living her best life. I don't know where she's shopping. I don't know what the hell she's doing, but she is like in a different movie than everybody else.
I know. She is trapped.
She's fabulous. She's got fabulous hair, perfectly tailored, beautiful clothes. I mean, I'm not sure. She's like dressed from the 50s. Not sure where they got this lady, but I really like her.
Yeah, she has been on a 7-year quest to make avocado toast a thing in Benton. She's like, I'm almost there. Just trying to win over Craig.
But you know that part of us knows that she's not doing it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you get there, you know, and there's like a salted. Little, like there's some brown parts on it. You're like, well, and she's like, that's just, listen, I buy five avocados a day for this restaurant, and they've never been ordered before. What do you want from me?
Or she puts, like, you order the avocado toast, but there's, like, a strange, like, strawberry medley on the side of it on the plate. Yes. It's like, no, those don't go together.
Guys, don't
right.
try to change avocado toast. There's no, we don't need a million variations. Put some fucking avocado and salt and a little lime, maybe, on
some and some olive
toast.
Oil, that's you know. It. Like, that's all you have to do, Kristen. Don't try to, like, you're not going to, like, start a new avocado toast trend, okay? Just
she might have, though. Kristen could have been like, you know what? We're out of mayo, but I have avocado, so here's a piece of toast with some avocado on it. And some tourist was like, writing it down in a notebook. George yeah. Harrison's sister was like, I'm making this famous.
I mean, Caesar salad had similar humble beginnings. Tijuana.
Really? Tell me the Caesar salad story, Daddy.
So a lot of people think Caesar salad is like an Italian thing and has to do with Julius Caesar. No, it's a salad that a restaurateur made in Tijuana, and his name is Caesar. And that is the Caesar salad.
So it's not a Caesar salad. It's a Caesar salad.
It's a Caesar salad.
I love that it.
That is exactly. Yeah, people really don't realize a Caesar salad is like born in Tijuana.
Ah, that is amazing.
Isn't
I love that
the
that.
Coolest thing yeah. in like the 20s?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Okay, so they get to this lemonade stand and I can see why people aren't stopping, okay? And I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking anyone's kids. I mean, I would try to hit them if I were in that traffic circle.
But by the way, you know that lemonade stand has been up for a week, you know? Everyone's like, we've had our lemonade. We've had it, Kristen, please, you need a new gig.
Yeah, but they've got the. I can see why no one's stopping because the kids are just, their voices, right? Sounds like in a murder movie where someone's like, about to get murdered and you hear little kids like na, 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 na,
I'll never na, tell na, na, na. Lemonade, lemonade, all good children deserve lemonade.
So Luann gets out in like short jorts and spiked heels and she's like, oh, what are we doing here? We love children, we love lemonade. Try and take my roundhouse now, you little bitch. I'll fuck you right in the temple with the spiked heel.
Are you familiar with Taco Tuesday? No. So, okay, all right, we'll have some lemonade. And they're like, how much does it cost? Because we're on a limited budget. And they're like, donations only. Well, what are you donating to, huh? Because, you know, there's a townhouse in New York City that needs some upkeep, if you know what I'm saying. It's like, oh, well, it's for a homeless shelter. Okay, that's basically the same thing. I'll donate towards that.
Could you donate maybe to an almost homeless shelter? I could really use hot water for a month.
So this is where we meet Kristen Drew. And she's like, hi, I'm Kristen. And these are my children. And if you want to take any of them to the big city, please, you have my blessing.
Yeah. And Sonny's like, all of these are yours? Billy banked me enough in one night to make these kids 10 times over. Aren't you blessed? Aren't you blessed?
Sonny's
really so sweet in this town. I wonder how many times they had to like cut and say, guys, don't be mean. Or like, that could be considered mean, you know? Because they're really so nice.
I actually agree. I was going to say that before, though. What's surprising about the show is... like, especially with Sonya, I actually am not registering too much condescension. Like, maybe Luann, because Luann's Luann. But even Luann, I think there's not a vibe of like, oh, look at you small little people, necessarily. There is some, obviously, yeah. But it's not like The Simple Life, where it was like literally Paris and Nicole laughing in people's faces, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's because these people come from humble beginnings too, you know, and I make fun of them for that on here just because it's funny because they keep pretending like, what? We've never eaten anything but caviar. I think it's because they come from humble beginnings too, whereas the Hiltons have always been little rich assholes. Like they've literally never seen how these people live, whereas Luann and Sonya are like going back home. You know what I mean?
And Sonya's always just been so great at connecting with people, whoever they are. Like, remember the time she went to Leah's, like, Leah had a party, and it was, like, downtown or something like that. It was, like, lots of, like, young people. And she went up to, like, two young hipsters who were hanging out by the doorway. She's like, oh, hi, you want to do me? Or something like that. She just has no problem just, like, talking to people in a way that I think is, like, amazing.
Yeah. The kids are like, wait a minute, they're taking her signs. And Kristen's like, give them the signs. They have to stop traffic. Go give it to them. They'll do it. So she knows a good thing when she sees it, right? So Luann just goes out there in her spiked heels and she's like, hey, stop and I'll
show you my boobs.
And people just keep going, stop or I'll sing.
I'll sing Swanee River. All right.
Swanee. So all of a sudden you're just, all the cars just putting on their brakes.
They're stopping.
Please.
All right, now give me a dollar. It's like the reverse jukebox. Like, we'll pay you to not make music.
So Luann's out there like she's the signs, you know, and people are stopping and Kristen's telling everyone like, now remember, donations only, kids, whatever they can afford. Don't make anyone feel bad. And Sonny goes, no, pressure them. Pressure them. Get that money.
Make them feel bad. And some lady, she's standing in front of a car that's parked and she's like, come on in. And she's like, oh, hey, you want to come to the lemonade stand? And a lady's like, actually, I'm just trying to park. Like, can I park there? And she goes, oh, go ahead and over there, park in that handicap spot. No one cares. I mean, if they do, what are they going to do? Chase you? Just park over there.
Oh, yeah, the handicap spot. You just go right over there. So then Luann's still just kind of like, lemonade. And then one lady's like, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to back out of my parking spot. Can you just sort of get out of the way? She's, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, and can I get an autograph too? Well, I mean, this is the best day of my life. Absolutely. So they raise $285. And then Kristen's like,
good with lemonade. I mean,
that's really good.
That's pretty good. I mean, it doesn't sound like a ton of money, but anyone who's ever had to oversee a lemonade stand and like do the books on those bitches, that's a lot.
That's good. So Kristen's like, yeah, we're gonna have a royal tea, and like, you ladies are the closest thing to royalty that I've ever been in Benton. I was surprised when I wasn't like, oh, well, you know, I am a countess. I mean, it's more of an honorific at this point. But truth was, I was married to someone who created a canal somewhere. So, you know, if you want to bow down, I'm all ears for that.
Yeah, it's because she didn't understand her, because she said, you guys, we need to have, you guys are the closest thing to royalty. Oh, well, wait, hold on. She goes, I'm the owner of Cafe Bloom over there. We're having a royal tea, is what she was saying. And then Luann's like, "Royal, you're having a royal tea? Did you already say this?
I was sort of trying to say, I was muddling through it, sort of messing it up.
Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking about. You know when that happens when you're just like, do, 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 do.
I've been down that path before, yes.
Really? With me? I'm shocked. So she's like, she misunderstands her. So she's like royalty, and she's like, yeah, you're the closest thing to what we've got. Well, who cares? What? This is like, welcome.
Well, we loved.
Why are we making this 10 hours?
We love to get dressed up for tea. And by tea, I mean Saint-Tropez, which you can find on the back lawn of the motel over there.
Is there anyone to fuck at your tea shop? Really horny.
Will Prince Harry be there?
So Kristen's like, oh my God, they just have such unique personalities. They really breathe life into this town like I've never seen. Get out of here.
I just can't wait to take a photo of them eating my avocado toast and putting it on Instagram. It's going to happen. Avocado toast will happen in Benton.
So Luann and Sonia now drive up to two guys on a dirt road. And Luann's like, is that Billy?
Sonia remembers his face.
She's like, no, maybe it's his friend. I mean, God, at least I remember what Billy looks like. And it's not. It's a guy named Jared. He's like, I'm Jared, and that's Diesel over there.
Like the fuel or the VIN? Either way, fill me up. Where is he?
He's actually a fucking teenager. He's right there. All right. Well, even I won't go there.
Well, we do a lot of mudding on our ranch, and we just thrash on them, thrash on those trucks, you know. So Sonia's like, so you married? He's like, no. He's like, oh, he's not married, Luke. I'm just saying, Luke, go get him, okay? Open up those legs for him. Luann's like, oh, well, I mean, Jared is kind of handsome in a just crawled out of a literal patch of mud kind of way. I'm into it.
He's probably thinking the exact same thing about you, which is funny. So an old limo from the 80s drives up. And Sonia goes, wow, must be nice to be Billy.
Oh, this reminds me of my current car. So Billy is like, come on, ladies, let's go in and ride to some trucks. So they get into this limo, and Billy's like, well, this was supposed to be just a me and Jared hanging out weekend. And then these two girls come up, and they're saying they've never been mudding before. And I really want to put them on edge and see what we can get into.
He's wearing a shirt that says, pay up, cashed out. Sonia's like, wow, I haven't seen a limo like this since I dated Richard Lewis. And that was in the 80s.
Like the Richard Lewis flex, I was not expecting.
He was a big effing star, and there were lights on the inside and champagne, and there's no accoutrements in this wreck. Good dick only goes so far, just saying.
Oh my God. So they're driving over, you know, the rough land in this old limo. And Luann's like, oh my God, here we are, the limo ride from hell. Don't laugh. Already one of you has been covered in poop in this episode. I wouldn't put it past you two.
I'm not used to a guy where his idea of fun is going through the mud in a truck. My idea of fun is going shopping on Madison Avenue with a guy with a big credit card. You know what? I think I might get back together with Tom after all this. It wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad after all.
And so they see these big monster trucks, and Luann's taught how it works. Like you go through the mud, then you stand on this thing, and then it's like power lift. You're power lifted up to the truck.
It's crazy. It's like an elevator. It's like a little elevator. She's like, oh my God. Oh God, that was so scary. I almost hit a correct note.
So now they get into these big giant things, and Billy's like, I ain't never been around celebrities. I'm a boy from the swamps. You're smiling, Sonia. And she's like, I am smiling. What are we doing in the water? Why are the wheels, why is the truck rising?
Why are we going up? What's going on? So they get stuck. Because she's like, I'm not sure if I'm a mutter, but I want to know if I'm getting laid by Billy. That's my goal. I just want to know if I'm going to get, I just want to get fucked in a truck, stuck in mud. Wow, I almost sound like a Sondheim song.
Dr. Seuss. So black smoke starts coming out of the truck, and Billy's immediately stuck in the mud, which, Billy, come on, man. This is your flex. This is your flex day, and you don't even get to do anything. You're stuck. So then Luann and her guy have to come rope them out of the mud with their big monster truck, and then they're done. That's all they do. Was that it?
Yeah, I guess
I'm down by this mudding trip, guys. I need more from this. I needed some Sunday, 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 domingo, 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 monster truck show.
Every time Luann takes a little elevator up and down from the truck, she just loses her. She's like, oh, oh, oh. She's having camel flashbacks to Morocco.
So then Sonia's like, I don't care about the mud. I just want to know if I'm going to get fucked by Billy tonight. It's like, okay, my God, you too. Jeez. Someone just come pleasure these ladies for crying out loud.
I know. So they go and they tow Sonia out of it, everything, out of the mud and everything. And Billy's like, well, Sonia and Luann, they're a little on the outside of fitting in, but they're working on it. They're working on it. And so they rescue Sonia from the car, And then Blade's like, okay, next thing, I think we have a little bit of a tug of war. And so they've tied a pickup truck to the limousine.
No, it's not the limousine. Rear fenders. Some other weird little car. But oh, oh, it wasn't really the limo? Matters. No, it was like okay. Some other like smaller car. And I was like, well, obviously the pickup truck's going to win. And so they do they start, and Luann's like, what's the prize? Let me tell you, it rhymes with flountus.
All right. So Billy's like, well, whoever loses got to jump in the pond. So Luann's like, well, you know, Jared is available and he's single. I'm going to cheer for him. Two cheers for my future fuck buddy, Jared.
So Billy actually wins in the small car. Called that one wrong. So then Sonia gives him a kiss. And then Luann's like, what was that, Sonia Reed? I can do better than that. Get over here, Billy. And he turns so she gets his cheek. And she's like, no, not your cheek. And she kisses him right on the lips. And Sonia's like, oh, my God, I've been with Billy for one night. Everyone goes after my men after me. I'm like a good housekeeping seal of approval. I'm like the cop curator.
Yeah, people would know once that I'm with the man that he's worth going after. Just wait till I'm done, please. So then Luann's just like walking through the mud. She's like, oh, this is like a cement mixer. And Billy's like, well, you got to help her. So Sonia goes up to Luann and just shoves her down into the mud. just pull out. It's like, okay, hey, Luke, take this. Just knocks her over.
Well, she's like, revenge is best served in the mud. Three Hail Marys and we move on from it. So they're cracking up and wheezing. You know, Luann's doing her wheeze laughing thing as a mud wrestle. And Jared's like, they probably got mud so far up their bikinis, they don't know what to do with it. So then they take a sexy shower for the boys and some hanging hoses or whatever.
Luann's like, let me take my shirt off to get all this mud off me. Oh, whoops, my breasts are showing.
So then we find out that Billy is leaving. He just came in for a couple of days to go mudding. And Sonya's like, oh my God, I've still got to find someone to fuck for the next 5 weeks.
Pick the wrong guy. So now we're back at the motel. They've now showered post-mudding, post-pooping, post-playground, post-lemonade stand. And now Sonya's going to Lou's room. And Sonya's wearing black, Luann's wearing white. And Luann's like, well, you know, if we want to be important, we got to look important. You know what I'm saying?
So they go. They have to go to the mayor's office today, okay? That is branded with a big B in an oval. And thank you, Kristen. I know that was you.
That was Kristen's choice. Yeah, she definitely went to a city council meeting. It was like, hello, since my avocado toast agenda seems to have been shot down by this council, I would like to still have some valuable contributions to the city. So I'm going to propose that we do a B with a big O around it.
So they get there, and the mayor's in a suit, you know, and he's all dressed up for this. And Luann sees his cardboard cutout, so she slaps it in front of his open door, and she's like, oh, mayor. And they both get on either side of the cardboard, and they're rubbing his chest. And he's like, oh, well, thanks for petting me, okay, ladies? Thanks for that.
Luann's basically like, well, I'm at a point now where I'm so horny, I'll even do a cutout of a man. So Luann's like, well, thanks for making time for us. I mean, you are a very busy man who somehow made time for celebrities. Pretty wild. You had to make time for us, but instead of us making time for you. But I guess that's the way it goes. He's like, oh, yeah, I heard you guys were busy.
Yeah, they talk about how they went to the park to do some prep work for it. And they show them doing like some gardening stuff. And Sonia going, no wonder these guys have such muscular asses. And Sonia's like, wow, look what we found for our friends to get for the park. And she shows her phone. And he's like, whoa, this is nice. This is the nicest playground I've ever seen. She's like, that's right.
It's like Rockefeller Center.
Yeah. It's a Rockefeller Center playgrounds.
Which doesn't even make sense because there's no playground at Rockefeller Center. And Luann's like, yes, don't you love
that was. I was like, what is she?
It's like a Rockefeller Center playground. Look, there's Al Roker. And Luann's like, don't you just love the colors? Look how chic c'est la vie this playground is. The best playground Benton, Illinois will ever see.
She's like, wow, everything's going our way. We got a playground. I had sex. I love it here. I love it. Is it this easy here? So Luann's like, can we take this cut out? Sonny's like, put it in your room. She's like, I'm fucking this thing. So now
it's 24 hours later. It's 24 hours later, and it's pouring rain. And Sonia is She goes to Luann's room. She goes, come on, let's go and sit. Let's sit down. Let's sit down. So she's very serious. And I was like, oh, there was a leak in the motel and all of Sonia's things got ruined and she has to tell Luann this. That's what I thought this was.
But no. Luann's like, what? You're scaring me. Am I pregnant?
She's like, no, we're not getting the playground.
Why?
There's an inventory problem.
Also, we never had a way to get that playground in the first place, it turns out.
You never had that playground. Who the fuck are you talking about? Who bought you a playground?
Google image search.
You're on Alibaba with that. And they couldn't get it to you in time.
Well, how are we going to tell the mayor that we can't provide a playground? I mean, this literally used to be our playground. And Sonia's like, well, that's why I brought him here. I brought Flat Mayor here. Because I want to feel the heat. I want to know what it's like to have him be so angry at us. I'm like, Mayor Fred has been nothing but jolly to you guys, even when you complained to his face about his car.
Yeah. They do role-playing with the cardboard cutout. And so Luann's like, you have to tell him I can't do it. You do it. She goes, okay, you just stand there. I'll be the mayor. So she goes find the cutout. And she's like, you look very beautiful today, Luann. And Luann's like, oh my God, you're so handsome. I love the red tie. You look so presidential. You know, you have to start with compliments. That's how it works. You know. We're having some issues with a little playground thing. Oh, my God. Is that a playground in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
Happy birthday to you, Mr. Mayor. Happy birthday. But, like, while she's doing this, Sonia starts, like, moving the cutout, like, towards it. She's like, would you stop moving him? Trying to get into character / fantasy roleplay.
So now they switch places. And Sonia's like, okay, I'm going to try now. And so she's like, hi, Mayor. Hi.
That's right, Sonia Rita. Seduce him.
Do it, Sonia.
I can't express how bad we feel. And I feel. You know, actually, Luann left town. I can't even face her. I guess just me alone in this motel room, naked, waiting for someone from the administration to have their way with me.
She goes, we need to pack our bags now. They're going to hang us in this town. We're going to be hung.
Well, if we find someone that's hung, I'm fucking them. I'm telling you that right now. Playground or not.
And then Sonia starts twerking on the mayor's cutout. They put him in bed with a pillow. Oh, I was cracking up because this is a perfect example of how, like, this is obviously such a contrived little scene, but then they're just so funny with it.
This show is so stupid and funny. I love it. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of Crappy Lake. We love you guys. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for being on Patreon with us. We will talk to you guys next time. Love.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary. It's the Green Fairy.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.